This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Monday already, the 7th day of September 2015. We have a big retransmission lined up. Ron Paul was on with us a few weeks ago. One of the most powerful interviews, probably the most powerful we've ever done. Alveda King on the abortion situation. Representative Matt Shea being attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others. And, of course, Jim Mars in studio. That is all coming up. I will be filing special reports during this Monday live broadcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but I'm giving the crew off the day to spend time with their families. All work and no play makes Jack a super dumbed-down boy. But in the final equation, we have a scientific elite that has bad will towards humanity. They want to keep people in the dark. They want to keep us unmotivated and dumbed down and obsessed over simulated warfare and combat like the NFL and NHL and NBA and all the rest of it. And I'm simply here to just say, look, this is what's going on. Here's their own statements. Here's their own admissions. What are you going to do about it? I mean, we've got the Pope and world government running around saying the West has to accept all these illegals that are refugees caused by turning loose radical Islamicists. I mean, that's a report Kit Daniels has got coming up in about 15 seconds. But the biggest thing we can all do is just decide we're not submitting and spread the word and say no to globalists and vote with our dollars before the cashless society comes fully into place. And what really matters is getting our souls in line. Here's this Kit Daniels report straight ahead, the full broadcast.
Obama's Justice Department accused a Nebraska meatpacking plant of racism because the company dared to ask its employees for their legal status, despite the fact that feds have raided similar plants in the past for hiring illegal aliens. The DOJ claimed that Nebraska Beef LTD required non-U.S. citizens, but not their similarly situated U.S. citizens, to present specific documentary proof of their immigration status to verify their employment eligibility. With the feds breathing down its neck, the business, Nebraska Beef LTD, agreed to pay Uncle Sam a $200,000 civil penalty and establish an uncapped back pay fund to compensate individuals who lost wages because they couldn't prove they were in the country legally, the Digital Watch reported. Additionally, the business will undergo compliance monitoring, which means Big Brother will be watching very closely. The head of the DOJ Civil Rights Division explains that the agency is on a mission to eliminate unnecessary and discriminatory barriers to employment so workers can support their family and contribute to the U.S. economy. You heard that right. The Justice Department is actually preventing companies to fire employees because they're legal aliens. This is completely ridiculous. I mean, back in 2006, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided several packing plants across six states and arrested 1,300 illegal aliens. Now, but what we see now is a complete contrast where we got the Justice Department creating this chilling effect to prevent companies from even questioning whether their employees are legal or not. Now, this is what I would call phase two of Obama's amnesty program. Now, phase one, which was started around 2013, was where we saw Obama tell the Border Patrol that they couldn't, they needed to back off of enforcing immigration laws, which basically opened the border for illegal aliens and human traffickers and what have you. And when a lot of these illegal aliens crossed the border, they got detained by Border Patrol. And after several weeks, Border Patrol actually bought them bus tickets to ship them wherever they wanted to go in the country. So let's say you had a legal alien that got to McAllen, you know, got detained in McAllen for like 3 weeks. The Border Patrol actually took them to the bus station, bought them tickets to, say, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Denver, Wisconsin, wherever they wanted to go. And in exchange for the bus tickets, the illegal aliens were given these immigration court dates that they promised to appear to. But a lot of these court dates were like 3 or 4 years in advance, and 90% of the illegal aliens are not going to show up anyway. So now what we have is phase two, where the Obama administration is scaring companies away from even questioning the legal status of their employees. So once the illegal aliens get into the country and get settled in, get jobs, get families, what have you, then they don't even have to worry about ever getting deported because they're never going to risk losing their job. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from his television studios in the great state of Texas, former congressman, medical doctor, veteran, Ron Paul joins us for the next 20 minutes or so. InstituteForPeaceAndProsperity.org is his powerful think tank website. He, of course, does his daily TV and radio show vignettes, and he's got a new book coming out, Swords into Plowshares. We'll obviously have him on as soon as that comes out. But more active, probably more effective now than anybody else in the world fighting collectivism. He'll go down in history undoubtedly as greater in the fight for liberty than even an Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a modern Thomas Jefferson. And he's a humble man, and he won't say those things about himself, and even the movement won't say those things, because libertarians are humble. Conservatives are humble. Patriots are humble. But we have to celebrate our leaders and celebrate that he was Dr. No 20-something years ago, never won anything, never got co-sponsors, and then by the time he left Congress, much of the Tea Party movement had adopted his Americana ideas. That said, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us. I want to cover the waterfront with him. First off, a few weeks ago, you put out an alert saying that get ready for serious crises in the stock market. You talked about problems in the bond market. You said a day of reckoning was coming. We're getting closer to the big event. In your own words, being a Von Mises Institute fellow, being on the banking committee, understanding the inside baseball, is the day of judgment for the Federal Reserve and other private central banks coming?
Yeah, I think for the not to come would be a surprise to me. And you've been involved in this a long time. I mean, it wasn't like you didn't know what was happening with the housing bubble. And we had the NASDAQ bubble. And now we have other bubbles. We still have another stock market bubble, and there's another housing bubble going on. But the big bubble, I think, is in the bond bubble. It's been going on for 35 years, taking interest rates from 21% down to actually negative. And they've been getting away with it. So this means distortion. Not only is there money involved, but it distorted all the investment over these periods of time. And the biggest distortion that it encourages debt. It encourages debt for a lot of people, but in particular government. And as long as our government is able to print the reserve currency, it's going to limp along, even though our economy is limping along. But that will come to an end. And right now we're starting to see the whole thing coming apart. I mean, we look at Detroit as an example. We see what's happening in Greece. They're worrying about what's going to happen, after Greece is recognized as actually totally bankrupt. There'll be other countries. This distortion has been going on for so long. Most people think that when governments print money, that the only thing that happens is that prices go up as a consequence of inflation. And a lot of that is true, and it's a serious problem and destroys the middle class and the poor. But to me, the bigger distortion is the lack of pricing for money and causing people to do dumb things. And that's why they overbuild and overinvest and governments overspend. And then you have the Keynesians still in charge that says that the solution for this is just to spend more money and print more money. And that's coming to an end. The day of reckoning is at hand.
Undoubtedly, the day of reckoning came a long time ago for Greece and areas of Africa and Latin America. There seems to be this arrogant idea that it can't ever happen here. But if you look at the real numbers, 0.2 growth, that's what the Cook numbers. For most Americans, we've been in a very long recession.
Yes, and, you know, even the figures that came out today on the employment, you know, unemployment down to 5.3%. Not recognizing or admitting, you know, that 646,000 dropped out of the workforce. And we have more people, 93 million people unemployed and out of the workforce. And that if you look at full-time jobs, it's a disaster, even though they claim there were a lot of new jobs, but they were part-time jobs. So there's a few new jobs. And then they fudge the unemployment figures. But it's all, you know, in the system. And even the people who know these are fudge figures still play along because they know that the majority will play along and they think there's another buck to be made, you know, in trading. But the markets are more powerful than the Fed and in governments, and markets will rule. A lot of people would always say, you know, keep an eye on the Fed on what they're doing. But the Fed needs to keep an eye on the market because the market eventually will take over. Just like the market finally took over when they claimed that the dollar was worth $35, you know, an ounce, and that was not true. So the governments will lie to us. They'll get away with it for a long time. There will be an illusion and a false trust, and we will benefit tremendously because we have a military might and because we have this privilege of issuing the reserve currency of the world. But, you know, the obligations that we have, the unfunded obligations over $2 trillion, you know, $200 trillion, that is not going to be paid. And the only argument that goes on with these countries, like in Greece and other, is who's going to get stuck? And the bankers are worried they're going to get stuck, and that's what they argue about. But the debt will not be paid, and we cannot pay our debt. It's just a matter of time. But people say, well, tell me when, tell me when. Well, nobody knows the exact moment or the exact event, but you can tell when the foundation has eroded. And the foundation, not only of our economic system, but the world financial system, like no other time in history, has been eroded. And there's going to be serious problems because there will have to be a correction of this. And you can't correct it with more spending and more debt, which is what they're trying to do.
And then we add the Puerto Rico situation. Then we've got thousands of counties that are on the edge or already bankrupt. We've got multiple states that fiscally are worse off than Greece. I mean, the U.S. really is on the same debt path as Greece. And my concern is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It seems like this bubble is so mega massive that when it does implode and we're so non-self-sufficient, back when your parents and I guess you as a young man went through the Great Depression, people were much more resilient. Now people are not agrarian. We were 90% rural, 10% urban. Now we're 90% urban, 10% rural. If we have a real depression in this country, I just absolutely fear for my children.
There's reason to be fearful because the work ethic is not with us at all. People believe that they are owed a living. People in Greece, you know, you sympathize with them to a degree because the banks have ripped off the system for so long. But that doesn't eliminate the responsibility of the individuals who have benefited from this. Free money, whether it's student aid or houses and these sort of things, it's been there for a long time. And right now, there's many people in Greece who are really determined. They hate this austerity thing. Of course, I can't stand the idea that the IMF is running the show or the European Union is running the show. It should be liquidated. But they were retiring at the age of 56 at full benefits. And we have that same problem here. This is what brought Detroit down. And I imagine every state has problem. But unemployment's a big problem. But it's the retirement funds. And our retirement system, our Social Security system is not solvent, nor is the medical care system. It sounds great. We're going to take care of you. It's an affordable care system. Well, you know, the medical system we're having shoved down our throats is unaffordable care system. And but the market will eventually rule and people will have to face up to their predicament. And right now, people are getting a little more nervous about the fact, you mean those poor people in Greece, they went along with it. And now all they want to do is get $100 out a month to live on. And the government has, you know, capital controls, how much money you can take out. That has never worked in the past. It just causes the next country to try to beat the system. So there'll be other countries, including this country. People will try to get out of the system and maybe get their money out of the banks.
Well, for me, that's what really shows us that we're getting close to the big event that you've been warning about coming closer, is that all over the West, elites are hoarding cash, holding gold, trying to restrict the public from doing it. The TSA announced next year, if the states don't have real ID, federally approved IDs, you won't be able to fly an internal passport. We now have, speaking of medical tyranny, forced inoculations bill signed in California. We've got the Supreme Court now legislating from the bench, clearly. It seems like the bottom is falling out. A, do you agree with that? And then B, where does it go from here?
Well, yes, the bottom is falling out, and this is the big problem, because it's unsustainable, and eventually that the people will have to, you know, recognize this, and something else has to change. The system is not viable, but there's always this willingness to try to prop it up, like we did in 08 and 09, we propped it up, but the debt is illiquid. It's not worth anything. The sooner you liquidate the debt is better. You cannot preserve the debt. My argument is, and you alluded to this, is the fact that, you know, this is big problems for everybody, and people are going to lose a lot of wealth, and even some wealthy people are going to lose out. But everybody has to adjust to the fact that there will be a change, and there will be a liquidation, and there will be living beneath our means. We've lived way beyond our means. But it's what we do about it. If we keep doing the wrong things, it'll last too long. This is already this recession, which is really a depression, is lasting too long. So if we do this, what we have to preserve is our liberty. Because if we eliminate all our wealth and had our liberties where you just eliminate all those things you just listed here and what our government's going to do, we would be back on our feet rather shortly. But that's where the real crisis is. Now, if we don't build our strength on those individuals who know and understand what liberty is all about, we're going to lose our wealth. We're going to further lose our liberty. And all is going to be available is some guy walking in with a white horse and say, I'm in charge now. If you listen to what I'm going to do, I will deliver you from all the tragedy that exists. And it's not a man on a white horse that's going to save us. It's somebody who understands and gets that 8 or 9% that's necessary to lead us in the ways of a more free society. because that's what's counting. So people shouldn't be discouraged and say, oh, this is overwhelming. How are you going to get 51% to give up their benefits? No, you're not going to. But you could get more people in leadership positions, and that's where I think we're making some progress. But we have a tough job ahead because we have to convince the majority of people that they cannot find their answers in more government.
Former Congressman Ron Paul is our guest, Institute for Peace and Prosperity.org. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. We've only got a few minutes left. Looking at this, I've brought up the whole issue, and you brought up the issue of the financial crisis being front and center. But as you mentioned, historically, totalitarianism comes out of a collapse, and then the countries never emerge out of their hellish existence. If we have some of our liberties intact, we can quickly bounce back. But also war follows that, and we have just extreme examples of funding radicals against Syria, funding radicals against Russia in Crimea, really aggressive, megalomaniacal, reckless actions by the governing elite. You've been up in Congress for many years. You served the military. Is it just that we know more about it now, so it seems like the government's more out of control, or is the government more out of control? Because it seems like on every front, they're just power grabbing as fast as they can. Texas is grabbing its gold from the Federal Reserve. The Germans want it back. I mean, if you look at what's going on, it looks like they're getting ready for something big.
Yeah, and they are, and I think the worse things get, the more of this you'll see, because they won't admit the problem. They won't admit that they don't have enough wealth and money to bribe everybody and give them benefits, and that's when it's coming to an end. And right now we are facing that, and I think it is obviously going to be very, very serious. The governments will do what is necessary to maintain their control. But it can come out better. I know what you're talking about, how so often this leads to war. As a matter of fact, many people say, thank goodness for FDR. He had this World War II and got us out of the Depression. What nonsense is that? But we had a revolution, and it's one of the rare things in history where the people who were involved in the revolution to beat the authoritarians actually ended up with more liberty. But if you look at, what happened after World War I and the Depression and Hitler coming in charge and opening up the doors to communism. But the 20th century has proved that fascism and communism, has failed. I think it's more apparent to the world that communism of the Stalin type has failed, and nobody's advocating that. But I'm frightened by the people who are carelessly drifting into this. Well, we need big government, big drug companies, big medicine, everybody in partnerships with the government. And that is where our biggest problem is, and too many people are going along with this because you find that in both political parties.
Yes, sir. In closing, looking at election 2016, Rand Paul in all the early polls and at CPAC year after year and in New Hampshire and other areas was leading. But by ignoring him and then the guy behind him, Ted Cruz, they have now basically in new polls focused on Jeb and Trump. And I think Trump clearly will get a bunch of more libertarian support and then drag it away from other candidates and then drop out for Jeb. And then Hillary's campaign head was at Bilderberg in Austria this year. We were there covering it. No one else from other candidates. So it looks like she's the one that they're pushing for. Is there any way you see in this upcoming election to reach out to the public and explain to them how they're being conned so that we can get a Senator Rand Paul? And I know he's your son, but Ted Cruz supported TPP, and I'm really upset with him about that. And your son, of course, valiantly didn't, and so they're doubling down on money against him, both Republicans and Democrats. I know you don't want to get involved in the election. You want to stay neutral on that, but just as an American watching another sickening spectacle, I mean, imagine President Hillary.
Well, it's going to be a disaster, and they're pretty much in charge, and Rand is the alternative to the whole system, because he's the only one that's suggesting that we should have a less militaristic foreign policy. He's been on the right side of challenging the Federal Reserve system, and he's been good on civil liberties. But the establishment is very, very powerful, and we have to recognize that. But eventually, though, the only thing that really counts is reaching out and changing people's hearts and minds And then the political system will reflect those changes. Right now, there are too many Americans who either don't care, don't pay attention, or think these wars are wonderful. But you mentioned the wars that are going on, and that contributes tremendously to our bankruptcy and tremendously to building enemies around the world. And when we get in worse financial shape, believe me, they're not going to be bashful about coming back at us. So right now, with all the candidates except Rand, they're only going to make things much worse as far as I'm concerned.
It must be amazing after all your hard work and success promoting liberty to see your son being the only person out of a field of like 11 candidates who's being called radical just because 50 years ago he'd be called middle of the road. He's just promoting basic, sane Americana ideas, and I hope and pray that we can get him the nomination. But regardless, running, he'll help educate people just like you did to tens of millions, and the young people are waking up as well. Former Congressman Ron Paul, congratulations on your successful TV and radio shows, and great job of your crew down there. Thank you for all your time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Have a great fourth. Wow. Well, what a great present to the InfoWars audience to have Ron Paul, his first live video interview. He's been on with us since 1996, hundreds of times. First time he's been on with us live via video from his amazing studios. So just so exciting to have him on. Again, I don't get giddy when I meet professional football players or basketball players or even movie stars. And I know some of the biggest movie stars out there. And it's interesting. It's fun, especially if you're a fan of them. But Ron Paul, I mean, that's founding father material right there. That's the real deal. Just a decent, honorable person. And look how good he looks at almost 80 if you're watching via the free feeds at InfoWars.com/show. I mean, just a blessed man with a whole bunch of grandkids and, you know, standing up, working harder now than he ever did. His mind sharper than ever. And then you compare that to the slobs at the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership that are selling this country out. And Ron Paul speaks every week to packed halls of sometimes 20,000 young people, on average about 5,000. I mean, he's come to Austin and spoke outside when 20,000 people show up. That's the antidote to the young people that don't know what planet they're on. And I want to play again this clip. Mark Dice is up on DrudgeReport.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from in 1776. Here it is.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Exactly? Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the fire.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
That's good. Fast forward to the last guy. They talk to an Italian guy. He doesn't even look like a professor. He's just a hip guy. And he goes, your revolution against Britain, against the colonials. We all love this. The world loved it. Nobody had kicked the British's butt. They'd beaten everybody. We defeated them. Because it basically was, the colonies were British and German and basically Dutch folks. And Irish and others. But the point was, is that they'd been in a bunch of wars, and then the British tried to enslave everybody, and they said, no way. And the whole world marveled at that, and now Americans don't know why you have the fourth. Talk about dummies. But that's a group, and those are the Democrats, and that's who they've got on their side. I guarantee every one of those idiots is a hardcore Obama supporter. They just go with whatever's trendy. They love death panels. They love forced abortion. They love having their prices increased. When Obama says 2 plus 2 equals 5, he's talking to his morons, his brain-dead zombies. Let's go to that clip.
America celebrates the 4th of July.
Is it Independence Day when you got rid of Mother England, right?
Yes. Yeah, the borders.
Only God.
Borders know why we celebrate it more than Americans.
Everybody loves to get rid of their, like, you know, like the colonizers, so it's always good.
That's incredible.
It's always good.
Thanks for knowing that. That's incredible, man.
Have a good one.
Have a good vacation. See ya.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Because this is what they do to people in the public schools. They don't let the teachers teach. Don't blame them. This is what they teach. This is what they teach is ignorance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've got it.
The Trash Man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are on go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we in the You've got it.
Dr. Alveda King is part of PriestForLife.org, a bipartisan pro-life group. She, of course, is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She's just joining us briefly here today. Appreciate her popping in with us. She's got the new best-selling book, King's Rules, on what Martin Luther King actually said on issues, not what the establishment spins and says he stood for. And I wanted to get her take on what he would think of Black Lives Matters now, basically getting mad at Democratic candidates that say all lives matter. I thought that's what Martin Luther King said and what common sense says. Storming these events, taking them over, being Democratic Party funded, George Soros funded. What does she think, as you know, had a lot of savvy on how politics works, is going on here? And how big a victory is it, because she's a big opponent of, obviously, abortion that predominantly targets blacks, 50-plus percent being aborted before they're born. What does she think about this Planned Parenthood news coming out? I mean, we got 4 states cutting their funding, Congress looking at it. We've known this is going on for a while, but it really is good to see this evil being exposed. So, Dr. King, thank you so much for coming on with us.
I am so glad to join you, and those are some wonderful questions, the things that you pointed out. the first thing I thought, and you know, I come from a family of preachers. Martin Luther King Jr. was a preacher. My daddy is Brother A.D., my granddaddy, Daddy King. I'm an evangelist. But there was a time in the Bible when there was a man named Joseph, and he became very well known to the Pharaoh after he went through persecution and all that. And then when he died, a new Pharaoh came, and then they said they didn't remember Joseph. I'm thinking that some people don't even remember Martin Luther King Jr., what he stood for. And, of course, he stood for God. He was a man of God. He loved God. And a lot of people seem to have forgotten that. And that's why you can see young people running up, interrupting a meeting, yelling Black Lives Matter. And, of course, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Martin Luther King Jr. often taught, my daddy, A.D., his brother, too, Acts 17:26, of one blood, God made all people, so we're brothers and sisters. And Martin Luther King says we have to learn to live together as brothers, and all that as sisters will perish as fools. So they don't remember that. And so they don't even know that it's disrespectful to go to a meeting and jump in the people's face and scream, Black Lives Matter. That's disrespectful. But no one has taught them how to articulate a need, and because they don't know how, they're doing it inappropriately.
Well, we know the Democrats are directing them, and Nancy Pelosi and others, so it looks like they're trying to make the movement balkanize people and look pretty silly as well. They even go to the most liberal, Bernie Sanders, you name it, and get in their face. What do you think is really going on behind the scenes here, Dr. King?
Well, what there's envy and confusion, envy and strife, there's confusion in every evil work. If you can keep things confused and people can't think, they don't even notice. Well, they're yelling at the Democrats and the Republicans. And then you wonder who's kind of behind the movement, who's paying them. Because I can remember, you know, I was elected to office myself. I was a state legislator 2 terms in Georgia. I've been a presidential appointee and those kinds of things. And so when you're in a campaign, you pay people to stand on the corner with your signs, to walk up and down and pass out your flyers. Well, people don't only do that when someone's running for office. They do it to disturb a community. And so you can give somebody a little money and say, go out into the community and scream and jump up and down, and we'll give you some money, we'll give you lunch, we'll give you whatever. So a lot of that is happening. And then sometimes young people especially, they'll see something and they'll join in and with all this zeal without even examining what the message is. And honestly, a lot of that's going on. And you're right, there are people who want anarchy and confusion, so that they can continue to do things that they're doing and nobody will ask them any questions.
And they want us
so
at each other's throats.
All that confusion. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. And they want us at each other's throats. We know Hillary has met with the folks and tried to stir things up. We know George Soros is doing it. And there are some real issues with the police in areas, but they're really trying to exacerbate it. And I think that's the desperation of the Democratic Party. Not that the Republicans are much better. That all they've got now is divide and conquer. I mean, do you agree that that's a sign of desperation, or do you think it's confidence?
Well, I talk about frequencies. And so the political frequency is real and you're there. But it's not so much whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. But are you a free-thinking person? Can you think? Can you hear? Can you reason? Can you look at issues? And, if you keep the battle going between the Republicans and the Democrats, that's one level in one place. But what I demand is that everybody, regardless of their political party, do what's right by people. And that's why I wrote to the Congressional Black Caucus, for example, and I said, are you paralyzed? Over in the book of Habakkuk, it says that justice is paralyzed. People are paralyzed, and they can't even do what's right. And justice is perverted. And so what's your problem? Why can't you speak out and say that these things that are happening are wrong? A lot of time, money does it. Like you say, people throw money at it. People who are wealthy enough to want to manipulate the agendas, they put enough money out there that people won't even hear what's right and what's wrong. And have you ever seen those movies or things like that, and somebody wants to go into a community and the crowd is too thick, so they just take a handful of coins or a handful of dollars and throw them up in the air, and the people disperse chasing the money?
Yes.
And then they can go wherever they want to go? Well, then this is exactly that's the analogy. That's what's happening.
They've got us fighting over crumbs while they social engineer the planet. How positive an event, even though it's painful, is it? What do you think of all these abortion videos coming out and the fact that they're selling baby parts, what looks like on the illegal market?
Well, I hope your listeners are really listening, because it's very painful for me, because I'm post-abortive. I had abortions. And when I had those abortions, I was one who sat there and was rushed in and had papers shoved into my hands. And as they shoved the papers into my hands, signed this quick. And I'm already not sure. I'm trying to do it in secret, all of that. And then they shoved, you got to sign this. You got to do that. So it is painful. But, you know, and there's another video out today. I don't know if you see it. It's called Call Him Emmett, E-M-M-E-T-T, talking about Emmett Till, who in the 20th century, an African-American young teen, was killed for supposedly looking at a Caucasian girl. And his mother said, leave the coffin open because our people need to see what happened to my child. And so Martin Luther King Jr. said, America will not reject racism until America sees racism. Well, Father Frank Pavone, and I'm director of African-American Outreach for Priests for Life, where Father Frank is the national director. Father Frank says America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion. So even though I sit there and I think, oh, my God, did I sign that for my own babies? And you think about it, but I still say people need to see it. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it. It's hard. Sometimes I have to look away for a second and look back. David had five smooth stones. This time, the Center for Medical Progress had five piercing videos. The first five videos ripped the top off of this thing. And from there on, the videos are still coming now. So we do have to see them. They are hard to look at. But if we don't see the truth, our hearts won't be pricked. And so I believe that the videos have to be seen.
Dr. Elvita King is our guest, priestforlife.org. The good news is they tried to get the courts to block the release of these videos. That's failed. We now know even more horrific videos are coming out. And it just shows Planned Parenthood and others are not invincible. I think we're very close to seeing the fall of Hillary, Planned Parenthood, you name it, if we just continue to push.
So. I believe so. There's a book, Abolishing Abortion, by Father Frank Pavone. It just dropped yesterday. He's given a backdrop and 20 points of things that we can all do now that we've seen all this stuff. So sometimes if you see something and you feel hopeless, if you don't have anything you can do about it. So he's given some how-tos and some lasting things that we all can and should do. I've got a book, too, King Rules, R-U-L-E-S, K-I-N-G, R-U-L-E-S. And I talk about my own abortion experience in there. Father Frank did an afterword for me. And so we need to read, study, get involved, participate in the solution.
I agree,
don't
Dr. King.
Mad.
Dr. King, we're simulcasting, interrupt, I apologize, video.
That's okay.
We're part TV, not just radio, and the guys roll footage in the background. Okay. The new video out today is them harvesting the babies, getting their organs, their different parts, and their little eyes and their little bodies. Good God. Excuse me.
I tell you, it's hard to see. It's hard to see.
Yeah, I hadn't seen this new one yet. I knew it was up, and I didn't want to look at it. And their poor little heads and little eyes.
Is that the lady who had to go and cut the brain?
Yeah.
To get the,
to put them in mice.
To get the brain. That's hard. I know. It's hard. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Well, no, you were talking about it. I hadn't seen it yet, and then boom, it hit. Mm-hmm. What do you make of these mainly
right
women?
Your face. Yeah.
What do you make of these weird, liberal-type, fake women all gulping wine at fine restaurants, bragging about all the body parts? I mean, how sickening is how callous they are.
They're desensitized. That's why they have to drink the wine, because they're desensitized. And the only way they can go to sleep, probably, is to get a stiff drink. I mean, how are you going to keep your heart anesthetized unless you continually do it? You know, that's really... So I feel for them. I feel pain. I'm sorry. I pray that they can get to a place where they can live with themselves again.
Don't people at a fundamental level get, just to use this term, how bad a luck it is? And I use that term as even if you're not a Christian, you get it. At a fundamental level, it just feels like bad luck for everybody to be doing this to babies. It just, don't people know it's going to come back on us?
No, people don't know. Because I remember when I was young, I'm a 66th birthday seminar. And I remember my mind was, I understand. I hear that happens to people, but it won't happen to me. You know, you can always tell yourself that till it happens. And then you sit there and say, how did this happen? Don't you remember? Maybe that did happen to you when you were
young. Sure, it's like people I know that smoke cigarettes and then they don't believe they're going to get lung cancer when they get it. They just can't believe it.
And then how did this happen, you know? And so that is part of the human nature as well, and that's why we have to do a lot of praying. I am a Christian, obviously. But what I say to anybody, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, is there anybody? Well, no, obviously there are people because they're swilling wine and talking about it. I was going to say, is there anybody who can't see how bad that is? But obviously there are some who still...
Absolutely. Well, the good news is, as you know, the Bible says there's nothing hidden that won't be brought out, even from the deepest depths of the sea. It's coming out. I know you've got a new song out, too, exposing a lot of this. Preach
for
Life.
Pray for America. Pray for America. That's the song. And you can see that at AfricanAmericanOutreach.com. Right at the top, there's a music video. You click on that, and then you can order it online, the whole song, I think, somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you'll come back with us and take calls for a longer interview in the future. PriestForLife.org. Keep up the great work, Dr. Elvita C. King. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, man, that really just freaks me out because I wasn't ready for it. And I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of the war videos of kids bombed and dead. There was one I saw just the other day by accident in Syria where the roof had fallen in on a father and his daughter's in his arms. She looks like she's about 6 or 7. I got a 7-year-old daughter, and she's crushed. You can see him holding her, and you can tell they died together, suffocating under the rock, and it just gets to me. And I just can't imagine people that don't have that empathy. It's like my nerve endings, what happens to somebody else happens to me. And I think about that bowl of little kids, and they're pretty good size. These look like about 4 or 5 month old babies. And their little heads, their little eyes, their little faces, and they're chopping, they're taking the brains out. And I tell people 20 years ago they were putting baby brains in pigs, cows, rats, dogs, you name it. People didn't believe me. Now it's all in the news. It's just so crazy. That's what I mean. And we're got Louis Farrakhan running around and David Duke running around all. And yes, whites are racist, some of them, and blacks are racist, and Hispanics are in groups. And the media is hyping it. And so it's real. The real perspective of Louis Farrakhan or David Duke, I mean, I get their perspective from their perspective. But you pull back from it, it's so fantastical what's really going on. The evil transcends what they can even cover. And it's happening to everybody. I think that's the biggest lie, is everybody thinks they're getting screwed over, or if they're screwing somebody over, they're exempt. You're not exempt. You don't get away with anything you do in this world. And I just don't know how people don't see that or know that. Or why you'd even need to know that metaphysical rule. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I apologize. Kenny, and then Brandon, and then others. Kenny, thanks for holding in Florida. Ventura's gone now, but go ahead, your point.
Great show today, Alex. And I wanted to plug this ProPure water filtration system if I could. It makes the best sweet tea, and I even make my ice cubes out of it.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, man. According to WorldNet Daily, since 9/11, 2001, an average of 26 American citizens are killed every day in this country. And if you do the math by illegal aliens, it's at well over 130,000 dead, over 1 million sexual assaults, mostly against children. And I just wanted to ask him how many is too many. And if he puts illegals before American citizens, I'm done with Jesse Ventura.
Well, Ventura's got a real liberal streak in him that he just wants to like everybody. And he gets that the welfare is wrong and it's a draw. But I'm trying to get him to, he's moved a little bit. And I think it's, next time he's on, I'm going to go over statistics with him. And I'm actually going to go over those numbers with him and just say, look, we're not saying we're the Statue of Liberty. We're not saying we don't like Mexicans. That's not even the biggest group now. Chinese women, Russian women, African women, I don't care, should be able to come here and get everything free. And by the way, the illegals do work. But a lot of them game the system and get welfare and then work. And Walmart does it. Walmart tells its employees, we pay you enough where you can still get welfare. Go out and get assistance. We then subsidize Walmart not paying people a living wage. So I hear what you're saying. And Ventura is wrong on that front, and he's wrong on abortion. Go ahead. Anything else?
That's about it, brother. Keep up the good work. We love you, man. We're praying for you.
God bless you. You know, I guarantee you that if I get Ventura and make him look at partial birth abortions, I'll get him to stop his views and everything. I mean, he is a real libertarian. That's really what Ventura is. And he's a good guy. He doesn't like the New World Order. He exposes 9/11. He got kicked off MSNBC and millions of dollars because he wouldn't shut up about the war being wrong. I mean, he's good on many areas. He's a moral person from his perspective. We're going to go to break, come back with Brandon, and then Anthony, Tim, Barry, and others. I wish I wouldn't have seen that video, but you know what? Good job, guys, playing it. Because after I saw it, I said, you know what? Roll it again. And go to InfoWars.com, and you look at this video for yourself. And, you know, if anybody tries to censor it on YouTube, which they've been doing, if dead babies getting harvested is obscene, why is it happening? We're not obscene showing it. You're obscene doing it. And I just repent to God Almighty that I didn't do enough to stop the abortions that I've been involved in. And then my heart and soul just says, that's all right. In the end, you know, you're going to be tested. You're going to pay for what you've done, hopefully only in this life. I know God's got plans for me. I'll pay. Don't worry.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We want everybody to go to InfoWars.com and get the new
Jesus.
It's not in the featured, we'll put it there. Abortion video that's been leaked of the actual harvesting of the babies. Something Planned Parenthood denied, said wasn't real. I mean, they're a pack of liars. And when we're done exposing what they're doing, see, The more hardcore the globalists get, the more we're going to play hardball. Evil people always make the mistake of thinking good people are weak and are cowards. And the truth is, once good people know that they're cornered, they will tear evil people to pieces. And we're not going to do anything violent to these abortuaries. We're going to expose what you're doing and politically destroy you. And I could feel, as the evil intensifies in the world, good is growing stronger as well. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Be part of the solution, folks. We're in an epic time right now. The beginning of something that's just going to get more and more epic. It's just so exciting. In a good way and a bad way. I don't know how anybody could be bored right now. Brandon in FEMA Region 3, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
I wanted to touch on the growing police state. By the way, I'm a Marine Corps reservist, and I actually shot video on my phone about a month ago. I was driving down 95, and I could see what was clearly about 11 or 12 Blackhawks in the air, and they actually had a few streets blocked off, and I walked up and just wanted to know what was going on, and one of the Army guys, he had a Ranger tab on his shoulder, basically told me to shut up and get back. And, I mean, the more and more I see this, it makes me sick to my stomach because it's not what I signed up for.
Sure, and it's not the military itself's bad. They're being given these missions to condition the public. I never even covered Watson's article in California where they had thousands of troops total, but hundreds in trucks practicing in plain clothes, infiltrating, taking over the town, and then leaving. They're practicing attacking American cities for America.
And Alex, it's not even noticed, and I can even attest to myself, when these drills occur, it's never about that jihadi with 50 pounds of C4 strapped to his chest. It's about that good old boy and a John Deere head who doesn't want to turn his pants in.
So you've been in the Marines. I've videotaped this with the Marines, but in the Marines, you have trained to take on, I mean, I've been to the drills. They always wear John Deere hats and go, I love America, don't take my guns. And then the Marines practice taking them out. You're saying you've been part of that.
I've been part of it. I've seen it firsthand. And, I mean, to a lot of the guys in the Corps and in all branches, it's like, is this even America anymore? We're training to kill our own people if they don't do whatever the government says. And, you know, you've touched on it millions of times. It's the same in the FBI and the CIA. It's compartmentalized at the mid and highest level, especially at the Pentagon. I mean, I'm the son of a U.S. Army general, and he's even told me, you know, you either play ball or they're going to say give me resignation and have a good life, you know.
Briefly, where were you specifically with these drills? Were they in real cities or practice cities where you were practicing taking on veterans or patriots? Who were you practicing to take on and where was it?
This was a few years ago. This was, it was in Virginia, just a little, I guess about 10 minutes outside of Richmond.
Was it in a drill facility or in a town?
It was in plain sight.
Yeah, it was in a town. No, I mean, I know because I've shot or had shot for me probably, let's not exaggerate, 40 times. Video of Marines practicing to confiscate guns from South Texas to Hebron, Maryland. It's all on video. That's powerful info right there and powerful testimony. We know it's true, but just to hear it from the guys that are doing it. I mean, this is real. This is treason.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansers, amazing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigurex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.